Welcome to Bayera Podcast. In today's episode, we will be looking at the various yummy dishes. Yummy, right? That sounds great. Before we begin, make sure you subscribe to Bayera Podcast and keep your comments and views coming in. We would appreciate that a lot. We are yam lovers one way or the other, right? And with dishes ranging from fried yam to PC and others from how do you call that fried yam, right? Yeah, fried yam, pounded fufu. Yeah, normally yam dishes are prepared then in accordance to the type of the yam. So if I have pona, I don't think I'll be using pona for I think pona is used for everything, right? Yeah, pona is used for everything. Yams like afasiye is different, you know. You can't use it for you can't use it for fufu, right? Yeah, so yam dishes are, you know, they are prepared in accordance to the type of the yam. And some yams include pona. Yeah, so these yams are the yams we call the versatile yams. Pona is a versatile yam because it can actually qualify for every yam dish. Yeah, you're amazed, right? Yeah, it can qualify for every yam dish. When you have pona, you can make fufu, you can make eto. Yeah, that's a traditional way, eto, which is a mashed yam with red oil, palm oil, and then the groundnut and the eggs. And you can also use it for potom poto. Yeah, as some say, nuhu or impihu. Yes, it's, you know, it's very versatile, and I really like that. You know, it has this sugary taste. Yeah, something like, you know, I know you get what I'm saying. Okay, so let's continue. So yam is a very healthy, energy giving tuber. Yeah, of course, among the tubers we have, yam is the one which is eating the most. Yeah, very often, because if I should pass into the corner right now, yeah, I'm gonna find, you know, yam to buy, a yam seller, or maybe a yam food, you know. Yeah, and then they are almost, they can be used to make, you know, all sorts of traditional and modern delicacies. As I said earlier on, we have a lot of yam delicacies. You can have ampesi, you can have pounded yam, you can have yam porridge, you can have you can have a lot of varieties of yams, and then yam dishes. There are a lot of them, but then today I'm taking you through 6 amazing dishes you can make with yam, right? Yes, 6. So you better get prepared. Yeah, you better get prepared, because it's going to be a long way, and you know, you're going to have some fun. And also, I'll teach you, you know, how to spice up your kitchen. You know, you can make it for yourself or your loved ones. Yeah, you know, when your partner comes home, you know, very tired, you know, you can prepare something, you know, a yam delicacy, and then who knows. Okay, so I'm starting with a yam porridge. Okay, so yam porridge is more like jollof yam. Yeah, jollof yam. I didn't say jollof with yam, oh, don't get me mistaken. Jollof yam. So this is where cooking oil and then other spices are used to make yam food. Unlike white yam that is just plain. When we talk about yam, white yam is you know, our normal yam that we eat, not that is not how that is not how yam porridge is prepared, but it is cooked with, it's cooked and boiled with tomatoes. You have your tomatoes, you have your pepper, you have your fish, and you have a little bit of, you know, woolly, yeah, you know, the hard coat, yeah, the hard cow coat, yeah, and you have your meat, yeah, to enhance its taste. You know, we want to give it some nice, delicious taste. Yeah, you can also have some chunks of, yeah, so you have chunks of meat, as I have said earlier on, and you have amani. You also have your onions in there as well. Yes, so you follow me, let's begin. Okay, so some chunks of the yam is grounded with the vegetables and scooped back into the cooking pot. So you have your yam, you peel it, you know, make sure it's clean, you put it into a bowl, a cooking pot that, you know, won't cause any harm to you, and then you add your tomato, you add your onion, you add your amani, you add your wole, you add your meat chunks, and you add your pepper as well, you add water, and then you leave it to cook. So the mixture is allowed to cook, make sure it is well cooked. Now when it's well cooked, after you scoop, normally we scoop some of the yam out, you scoop some of the yam out into your grounding bowl, which is the earthenware bowl. You scoop some out, you scoop your, you take your pepper out, you take your onion, you take your, you take your tomatoes, yay, and I forgot one, momoni. Yes, you know this fish, I don't know if it's fish or meat that gives this, you know, piercing smell. Yeah, that one too, you can add it to, you know, to add flavor to your, to your food. Now so you grind the pepper with the onion with the tomatoes, and then you scoop your yam into it, and then you grind it into a mixture, and then later you pour it back into the cooking pot, add a little palm oil to it, and cook till you like the way it is. So this delicacy is mostly enjoyed by the Ashantis, by the way, the Ashantis, the Dante, and the Akuapim. You know, this is an Akan food that, you know, mostly Akans eat them. Okay, we also have pounded yam. Pounded yam, that's a traditional way of eating yam. You know, pounded yam like fufu. Yeah, it's prepared like fufu. Mostly people eat this in place of the traditional cassava and plantain, which is the fufu. So the yam is cooked and pounded until it's soft. The yam is pounded using a mortar and a pestle till it becomes fluffy and compact. It is then served hot with any type of soup preferred by your taste. So you can actually eat it with anything you prefer. Yeah, job done. Job done is pounded fufu. Now if you want to eat it with okra stew, which I don't think is possible, by the way, if you want to take it with any soup, abengkwai, that's the groundnut, the palm nut soup, right? Yeah, the palm nut soup, groundnut soup, light soup, the aponchi krakra, which is the goat soup. Yeah, you can enjoy, you know, as your taste prefers you to. And well, it's not so many people that are, you know, attracted to yam fufu, but you should try it. It's great, it's really great. And you know, I have tried it several times, and I think it's great. It's great. So another delicacy that can be prepared with yam is baked yam and cheese. Wow, cheese. You know, I've tasted cheese, I think, once or twice in my whole life. I think I have to be eating more of cheese. Okay, so let's move on. So to make big yam and cheese, first, boil some slices of yam till it's soft. And in a separate pot, make a sauce with assorted meats and veggies. So you have your big yam and cheese in a different pot, and then you have your sauce with the assorted meats and veggies in another pot. So in a baking pan, spread the sauce and then spread the cooked yam on the sauce and add grated cheese on it. Bake till the cheese melts. Serve and enjoy the incredible taste of this delicacy. I think I have to keep this recipe and enjoy some yam. I think I have to keep this recipe and enjoy some yam. Yeah, I'm already imagining myself eating it. This would taste so good. I think so. Wow, guys, here's the best part I've ever heard of this recipe, but I bet you will fall for it. We have yamarita. Sounds weird, right? Yeah, but it's a simple food though. Yamarita is simply egg yolk coated yam. You were lost, weren't you? Yes, I was lost too, but you know, this meal, which is easy to prepare, combines the taste of fried yam and eggs. So you have fried yam and eggs all in one bite. Wow. Yamarita is made by dipping the sliced yams in seasoned whisked eggs before frying them. Very simple and delicious. Now, there is a recipe I have put in place, and I have the right to describe it as the almighty one, which is ampisi. Yeah, because you know the ampisi is the most commonest recipe of yam, and this meal is prepared in most homes. This meal is prepared by boiling yam and eating it with either grounded stew with a touch of kobe, a traditional salted fish, or demomoni. It's not hard to prepare. It can also be eaten with vegetable sauce, mostly palava sauce, which is the contemporary sauce, or you can have your garden egg stew as well, preferred on your taste. Some people prefer to eat boiled yam with bean stew, like me. The grounded stew is normally made in earthenwares. So you have your grounded stew. You don't cook it in a pot, but then you make it in the asanka, which is the earthenware. So now, ladies and gentlemen, my dear listeners, go on and prepare some lunch for yourself and enjoy the goodness and the versatility of yams. Like many other foods, yam has got a lot of awesome ways you can enjoy it. So why should you stick to one when there are several? Well, this is the end of our exciting podcast, and I'm sure you learned lots of recipes you would love to try out with yourself, your family, and your loved ones. Don't forget to subscribe to Bayera Podcast for exciting weekly audios. Have a fantastic weekend. See you next week. Bye-bye.